This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone underground in Gaza, freeing a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network for the first time since the October 7th attack that ignited the war. The 52-year-old Israeli man was taken on Tuesday to a hospital in Israel where members of his family gathered around his bedside in a joyful reunion. The rescue brought a rare moment of joy to Israelis after 10 months of war, but also served as a painful reminder that dozens of hostages are still in captivity as international mediators try to broker a ceasefire in which they would be released. Russia launched missile and drone attacks targeting scores of Ukrainian regions and killing at least 5 people, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday, a day after Moscow's biggest air attack of the war on its neighbor. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
While Tuesday's barrage was smaller in the capital Kyiv, the military administration said air defenses shot down all incoming targets aimed at the city. Zelensky said on Tuesday that Kyiv would retaliate against Russia for its strikes. He asked allies to consider joint air defense operations and provide long-range capabilities. The Russian Defense Ministry said forces had carried out a high-precision weapon strike on Ukraine overnight, the Interfax news agency reported.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday President Nicolas Maduro is angering the population with repression and by arresting children as an election dispute reached the one-month mark and the opposition's pathways to claim power seem more narrow. This